go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
What's up, besties, and welcome to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. My name is Austin Kroll, joined as always by Mr. Craig Conover and Mr. Nick Norris. We are, me and Craig, are in Charleston, and Nick is in Virginia, just as it should be. I'll tell you what I did today was I woke up because I extended my flight twice, right? So I was supposed to leave on Thursday, and then I was like, who are you kidding? You know, you're not leaving Thursday. So obviously I'm going to leave on Wednesday. So I change my flight. I get another night. And then we meet up with Kyle on Thursday night. And he's telling us that he's going to DJ. So then I did it. Okay, fine. I'm going to hang out another night because I don't have any Halloween plans, as we've discussed on here. It's like, what are we going to do? And so that was kind of like a good Halloween plan of like, all right, well, you're not really going to do anything else the rest of the way. And this will be good.
Well, did you tell him we went to Dos Caminos?
No, we went to Dos Caminos and we just had, with Kyle, we had a little guy's dinner and catch up.
It was so fun. It was so fun. And then,
It was just like a good old fashioned, hang out. And then Jordan popped up.
Yeah. Jordan, our chef and friend at, Carriage House, Jordan came by and then Kyle told us, he was like, guys, I'm DJing tomorrow.
And like, one of the reasons, Craig, that like I changed my flight is because he was adamant about me coming, the next day. And like, I kind of felt it like endearing, I was like, oh, and Kyle texted me in the morning. He was like, hey, I know that you had to check out, but like, are you changing your flight and this and that? And I'm like, I'm so proud of you for paying attention. All the things, like I said, I'm like, yes, I did check out and I'm debating it now. He's like, he didn't guilt me or anything, but you could just tell that.
I mean, how many good
he wanted me to come, or that he wanted us to come.
And how many good times have we spent with him? Like Kyle, it sucks because they can never clear the music, but Kyle just blasts music when you film with him. Like
he's the Aux
Winter House.
Guy.
Yeah, he's the Aux guy.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and
when like you want to blow off some steam, you just hand the Aux to Kyle.
So when Austin and I. One of our first scenes at Winter House, and a lot of you besties know this, we were all going to a restaurant and Kyle had a car of like Summer House people and me and Austin, I don't know who was in our car, probably me, Austin, Jason. And, And we just didn't know what the vibe was going to be. And we both pulled up and he just started to play I Miss You by Two Friends. And we all started to scream Blink 182 out the sunroof and windows together. And that was the moment we decided we saw what an all-star team we would be. I don't know. What's your version of that?
That's the moment that we were like, okay, I think this Kyle guy is going to be our bud. I think this Kyle guy is going to be our buddy here, because Craig and I were like asleep in the car. We were like, you know, coming back to the house. We were like, all right.
From our 8-day COVID bender, from our quarantine bender.
Yeah. From our quarantine bender, which,
that's why we were tired.
I mean, I almost just like wanted to tell, right, because I met the new Winter House cast members at their premiere night on Tuesday. And one of the girls was telling me, she was like, oh my God, let me tell you how much that we drank. And I was just kind of looking at her like, I was like, girl, trust me. I know. And, you know, I didn't tell her about, you know, the quarantine aspect of it, but yeah, it is. I just laughed and I was like, been there, done that. And I completely know what you're saying.
I agree. I know what you meant. Like, yeah. So Kyle tells us that he's DJing and like, this is what, I mean, it's what all the last few years have been culminating to this moment for Kyle. Like, he has wanted, like, this is him in a nutshell. And so he was going to play at the Palace, and
which I've never heard of, you know. But every time that I mentioned to someone that lived in New York, they're like, "Oh, Palace? Oh yeah, Palace." And everyone kind of knew what Palace was.
Cool setup. And it was,
I was out.
It was the latest night I've had in a while.
Yeah.
I showed up at 11:45.
and then at a certain point, man, Craig was like, all right, I think I'm just going to Irish. And I was like, well, you just said bye to me, so that's not an Irish. And then he was like, yeah, man, but everyone else. And then Craig kind of slipped out. I was not far behind you, Craig, because I was just like, yeah. Damn, man. Are we just getting older? Because I was
You were supportive because I had a full night before we went out. And then
I feel like I did. I feel like
I had a full night. We had dinner. We chilled. So I told Austin, I was like, I think it's time, you know, for me to go. Like, I got to get up early. And he's like, do it, which you're always you were very supportive with that. And you usually are. And you were like, but say bye to Katie, like your sister. And she was on my right. And I was like, I think it would open up a whole can. And you're like, you're right. You go, do not talk to anyone. Just leave. And I was like, okay. And
I was trying to be your accomplice.
Like a mission. And I got outside and like Jordan's standing out there. And he's like, because he had just said he was going to the bathroom. And he was like, oh shit, you Irish too? And I was like, it's time for me to go. And I was like, I waved down a taxi, jumped in, said the cross streets and was on my way. And I was like, all right, I like New York. I was like, you know, that made me feel pretty cool. Like I knew what I was doing.
I love that aspect of New York. I feel like we've talked about it a few times where you can just walk outside and you can bail at any time and go to a completely different part of the city, which is like a whole new world, and do something different, man. Because when I left about 30 minutes later, I was just feeling it. And I ended up, Craig, oh God, whatever, I'll just tell it.
Yeah, so, I was like, you usually have like one more spot between.
Yeah. So I was outside. I was on the phone. I don't remember who I was on the phone with. Was it you? No. Was it
probably.
You?
Yes, yeah. You were. You were talking to me and you go, hold on. People are walking up to me. And you're like, okay, I'll call you back. And I said, all right, have fun.
And then so I'm outside and I'm kind of like, okay, like, am I going to jump in the car and am I going to go home or what am I going to do? Right. I was like, it's, you know, Friday night of Halloween weekend. I mean, you know, it's buzzing outside. And these two girls, they walked past me and they didn't really give me, you know, the look, you know, that look of like, oh, you know, that's Austin or whatever. And like, so they saw me on the phone And they were supposed to go to Palace. And so they turned around and they came back and they were like, you look like a man with a plan. And I was like, well, not particularly, but do y'all have a plan? Because I don't know where to go from here. And they were like, well, we were going to go to Palace, but there's like a long line. And so we want to go to Little Sister. And I was like, fuck it. Let's go to Little Sister. So like I jump in the car with these two girls. I don't even know their names. It was like in an Uber. Or no, in a taxi, and we go to Little Sister, and have you ever been there, Craig? It's literally right across from where Chicks in the Office had their Christmas show, Webster Hall.
Isn't it where I went after our watch What Happens, or was that closed for business or employees only? Wait, Little Sister. Oh no, Little Sister is like the very famous, like
yes,
Little Sister. Like yes, everyone has a chapter story of their life.
Sure. And so this bar, Craig, there's not a line to get in. Okay. There is a crowd, right? And basically what you do is that you try to get the attention of this one guy who basically just is like, yep, you, come on. And so it's just like a crowd of people that are just, trying to get in. And I mean, this guy's the gatekeeper and everyone knows him. His name's Wass. And I like, the girls were like, all right, man, go up there. And I'm like, he's looking for hot girls. He's not looking for like some dude wearing like a Hulk Hogan wig. Okay.
Yeah. Little Sister's fun.
That's not what he's looking for.
Oh yeah. You were dressed as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. But actually at that time, the wig was off because I was like, the costume's over. I'm done with it. And I was up there for like 10 freaking minutes, right? Just, trying to get in there. And they're like, Austin, if you say his name, then like, he'll look at you and he'll tell you to come up. I'm like, yeah, but if he doesn't, I can't take that kind of rejection. Okay. I can't take it. Like he looks at me, he's like, nah, bro. And you're like, oh man, damn it. So at like a certain point I was like, all right, I cannot do this, man. Because I was there for like 10 and then I left and like I looked at the girls. I was like, this is where, we leave. Y'all have like
no way.
A good night. Yeah.
Why didn't they yell his name?
What's that?
Why didn't they yell his name?
I don't know, because we were like four or five deep.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not gonna stand here and like try to get into this bar and wait. You had to do that in your 20s and stuff, but like as a mid 30s, like that's
really, weird. Really tacky and like really, really strange. And I was like, this just seems so, I was like, am I really doing this? Like, hey, can I get in here? Like, I don't know. And so we split ways and I basically ate I ate some street meat and I called it a night. Dude,
wait, so like, you just, that was like you just 30. Wandered away.
Yes,
I mean, dude, this is what your therapist has been trying to get you to do. Basically tells you that you should practice being alone or like ending the night alone.
Right. I don't
think but the fact that you walked away from a situation instead of forcing it and being like, no, I'm here. Like we're going to go in the club and then I'm going to fucking just try to entertain myself by taking like, who knows what'll happen. And all of a sudden it's 6:30 AM and like a random like graffiti artist apartment who's mad at me for being with the girls that he likes, but the girls don't realize that he likes them because he's just the cool guy. And he actually wants to like stab me and I have to sit here feeling awkward while he only offers you guys drinks and not me. And you guys don't see that it's because he's obsessed with you.
Wow, what an analysis and what a scenario that you just came up with. But, the power of no and the power of just being like, you know what? I'm good. Like, I'm good to go. I'm good to go home. In fact, I can't wait to go home. And I bid you adieu. So that's kind of how my night
ended. Did they not be like, let's go to an Irish bar? Or like, were they like, no, we'll go where you're going?
Nope. They wanted to get in. And so I was like, all good. I'm going to get an Uber. And so I kind of just wandered off.
Let's take a quick commercial break and
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Be right back.
Who are the pretenders and who are the contenders? We're more than halfway through the NFL season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day this October. For the Thursday night football game tonight, the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are -3-point favorite, and the over-under for the game is 36.5. Jeez, what happened to scoring in the NFL? Get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code PILLOWS. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code PILLOWS.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPE New York 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccp.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back, besties, to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover with Austin Kroll and Nick Norris. Hey, we're telling our latest New York trip. We kind of did it like New Yorkers. Austin stayed at the Gansevoort Meatpacking, which I think is my new favorite area.
I love it. It's rad. It's like got a whole bunch. In fact, other than going to Kyle's DJ set and other than going to Watch What Happens, I did not leave the meatpacking. Well, and other than to meet up with the suits. Okay. I left the meatpacking, but for the most part, I feel like I didn't. And I was like, if you want to hang out, then come to me. And
Pasties is, I mean, it's top three favorite restaurants for me in the city. I'm just going to be honest. It just is.
It is fantastic. And there is a special Craig now, and we were there a night early, I think on Thursday nights. So let's keep that in our dome, that on Thursday night, they have bomb special. And God, man, I'm so glad to be home, Craig.
What's the special?
Oh, it's like a lobster pasta.
Oh, I got the soft shell. I think it's like Tuesdays.
I woke up today though, Craig, and I walked downstairs and I got a coffee and I walked downstairs and it was buzzing, just like fall, beautiful weather. You know, the sun was out, but it was crisp in the air. There was like a palpable, just like, energy to the streets of New York. And I was like, oh no. I was like, this looks and smells like I'm changing my flight again, which I remember when you were in the Uber, I was like, Craig, you know, and one of our friends freaking texted us and was like, hey, if you guys are in town, then you guys should go to so-and-so tonight. I was like, no, do not say this to me. Like, I have to get back.
It's funny because he reaches long and far or whatever, because it was our friend Keith, and Downtown Social, they own, and they also own.
He was like, I want to set you guys up there, you know, to go in.
And I read it like he was there. And I was like, thank God I'm in this Uber, because I would be like,
okay. You know. Yeah. You're like, all right, man, that sounds fun. So then basically what I did was I made myself go to the airport at like noon, and my flight was at, you know, 3:45. And I was like, I just got to go and get in the airport and chill in the lounge and, you know, have some food, and God, I got the hell out of there.
Well, so I went from the airport to the store, and then there's a certain level of adrenaline that you have after doing, like when you're like hanging with 300 people. So we're good friends with the Sharehouse family, which is just like Uptown and Downtown Social, same owners, Sharehouse in Charleston. And I was like, man, I really want to go say hi to Brian over there. And Keith like texted me and was like, hey, like I'll be down there later, and Kara's in New York. So I walked over, and props to Summerhouse. They were having like the biggest, you know, costume Halloween turnout. I mean, I high-fived the crowd in my head for just having a fun college, like, or not college, but like Charleston just knows how to do holidays well. And so it was so packed that I actually just was like, you know what? I should probably go back to Mount Pleasant. So I ate a pizza from Mario's that Mario had given me. We love Mario's next to the store on King Street. Austin and I have had some very fun times with them. Mm-hmm. Random.
Just like, random, like, you know, man, low key house red wine times at Mario's.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some European influence. And so, also though, people were dropping like flies. Like I saw a guy fall in the parking garage. I saw a girl fall and get caught, actually. It's weird because the older you get, you start to look at like the young kids that are like, you know, they definitely have alcohol poisoning. And you're like, shit, how, like, you know, you're like, I hope their friends are taking care of them. You know,
Halloween weekend in Charleston ain't no joke. And look at us, Craig. We're like chilling in. We're just chilling in.
So then my other friends were at Blind Tiger, and they're like, we're going to the Battery game, the Charleston Battery game, which is a soccer team here, is the semifinals.
Tonight?
Yeah. And I was like, just go home first, Craig. And I walked through my door and just laughed. And I was like, I'm not leaving here.
Nope. 100%. Keith also texted me, right? Because he does like a monthly night where, like, you know, he cruises around to all of his spots, and like he always texts me. He's like, hey, you want to join? And on one hand, I was like, yeah, it sounds nice. And I was like, on the other hand, I could just drink this Rebel Rabbit and just chill at home and put on a hoodie and never leave. And
that's what we're both
what we're both doing right now.
So now I wear comfortable shoes at the airport. I call and complain about takeout containers. I'm staying in on Halloween. It was funny because I was like, I want to be that guy that like can go party, but I want to.
You know what I was thinking, Craig? What if on Halloween night, like, do you think that I could buy a Christmas tree? Like, that would make me happy. If I could buy a Christmas tree just like, you know, now, and just like start doing Christmas shit on actual Halloween night.
Nick would know. But the farms, the tree farms, I wonder when they open.
Why would Nick know? Why would you know that, Nick?
He does look very engaged.
Nick, you're muted.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to unmute it. My mom works for a nursery is why. I would know.
That's not why Craig said that at all, but okay.
But that is why I would know.
Okay. I'm looking into my living room right now from where I'm podcasting, and I have on Freeform, because those are my favorite types of Halloween movies. I mean, I occasionally dabble in like slashers, and Hocus Pocus is on for like, you know, the 50th time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm awesome. Like kind of anxious for it to turn into Home Alone.
Oh yeah. There's some stations that have already switched over.
Oh yeah? Lifetime?
The Hallmark's doing them.
It snowed at the Air Force Colorado State game, and they had to move the Colorado State kids back 18 rows because they were throwing snowballs at the Air Force kids.
Oh, that's shit. On the field. Yeah. Colorado State.
One of our besties, Lindsay, wrote in an update on the pilot, and I want to give this to everyone because I was a little.
The pilot.
Yeah, we weren't like, you know, we didn't have all the info, and this is more. It says that my dad is a retired United pilot. Flight attendants and pilots from other airlines can all ask to jump seat, but they absolutely have to follow the rules as if they were on duty. They cannot be under the influence or drink while flying in the jump seat. They are expected to assist in an emergency if they are in the jump seat as if they were part of the crew. Nick has on there, I was right. I don't remember him even a part of this conversation.
I don't remember this theory at all from him. Yeah. I don't remember that.
No, he didn't. Definitely was... Not a piece.
But I have it to says, go back to the tape. I'm bringing that up.
All right, man. Pull up the tape. Pull up the tape on us. Instant replay.
That Lindsay's an attorney, but not a criminal attorney, but being under influence would likely affect the level the criminal charges brought or pursued. Being under the influence would decrease it from attempted murder to a lesser included offense, but engaging in reckless behavior. So taking shrooms and sitting in the jump seat of a commercial flight is most likely reckless behavior. And it would not be a complete defense to criminal liability, which is involuntary intoxication. So it says, I'm curious to see if any civil lawsuits come out of this too. It seems obviously negligent for the airline employees to allow someone under the influence to sit in the jump seat. That's when everyone has to wear diapers is when people start to get sued.
And you know that's coming. There's a couple of attorneys sitting out there licking their chops.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right
back. Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right. Let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Get back. Okay, and welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. Can we just talk about the Matthew Perry death for a second?
Yeah, that's sad.
It's super, super sad. It's like another one of those deaths, like Jimmy Buffett, where you're just like, what? No, not yet. And like, no.
Yeah, like, not yet is a good way to put it.
It's like, yeah, you know, he's like
54?
Yeah, man, 54, found in his hot tub. I wonder if it was like a cardiac arrest or
was it jacuzzi? Does that mean a hot tub or is that in his like bathroom? Jacuzzi.
Oh, I don't know.
It could be either or.
Yeah, it could be either or. But it's just sad, man, because if you think about it, it's like all these stations run Friends so much all the time. And like one of the guys just 20 years later is fucking dead. I don't know, man. It's really sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It is.
54 is so young, man. And like I think that, you know, we all know. Because he came out with a tell-all, you know, where he basically said that, you know, for 3 seasons or for 2 seasons or 1 season, I don't know the exact details, but that he was basically on meds or painkillers, you know, the whole time. And he doesn't remember filming it at all, which is wild to think. And then I think that he straightened up, or at least I thought so. So this definitely shocked me.
Do you remember the red sweater episode?
Mm-mm.
That's a good one. When Ross finds, when he's the last one to find out, when they all figure out.
Well, Joey figures that out.
And Joey's trying to lie to everyone, and he's a terrible, like, secret.
No. That's not about them hooking up. That's when they find out that Rachel's
pregnant.
is like they figure out that the guy that she had sex with when she got pregnant had the red, and he comes in and he's like, hey, this is my red sweatshirt.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, Joey basically found this red sweater from the guy that slept with Rachel when she got pregnant. And so Joey's had this red sweater and was like, yeah, whoever the guy is left his sweater here.
Sure.
And he's and just then, telling that story. And then Ross is like, happens to be in the room. And then he's like, oh, shit, that's my sweater. I've been looking for it for a month, and grabs it and walks out the door. And everyone's like,
right. Someone's like,
you know, Joey does his like, do-do-do.
Okay.
And they're like,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But Phoebe, so then Rachel gets all excited, though, because Phoebe's like, oh, I know whose red sweater it is. Or I know who. So Phoebe bases her theory because of Joey. And she goes, Rachel, I know who the father of your child is. And she takes him to a coffee shop, and it's not who everyone wants it to be. And then Phoebe's, he's like, wait, what? How do you know this? And she's like, because you left your sweater. And he's like, that's not my sweater. And then everyone has
it. Yeah, the young guy that she was dating.
Tag.
Yeah, tag. Yeah.
This comes from TikTok for me. This comes from TikTok.
Oh, wait. Do you tag the like guy that worked with her at the department store?
Well, I hope there's only
did
one
they work
tag.
Together? No, not department store. They worked at Ralph. He was her assistant.
Okay,
at Ralph
right.
Lauren.
Right. Okay, sorry.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, that's pretty close. That, I would
pretty
give
damn
it
close.
To
him. Okay, wait. So what's the significance of this episode? Does it have something to do with Chandler?
I don't know. It made me a heart. My heart warm.
Many reactions in that.
Okay. All right. Craig it just told us about the red sweater episode, his favorite episode of Friends.
Actually, Chandler doesn't have anything to do with it, I don't think.
He's in there. We're just talking about Chandler Bing, and you just talked about a story that did not involve him, but that's okay.
The best face that I think my favorite for Chandler would be when they're sitting on the couch and they are talking about who came on to who. And it's like this video, the backpacking through Europe.
God, I've actually seen a lot of Friends.
I like when him and Rachel, or him and Monica, are hiding their relationship, you know, and everyone gradually finds out.
You know, Joey knows first. He's like, and he's just like a terrible liar about it. And basically,
does do that. He's like,
immediately. Yeah. and he basically just, you know, outs him out one by one until Ross, you know, comes in and he's like, if you hurt her, man, and he's like, you're dating my sister. And gives him a hug.
Okay. Least favorite person on Friends.
Oh, that's so tough, man. But
character, I mean, least favorite yeah. character.
I
not...
mean, I would have this. Okay. And then let me think about this. I don't want a knee jerk.
I can go if you
go.
Okay.
Dude, but like Ross is the main character, basically.
Yeah, well, I think he's a little bitch.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, he is. He's like a sensitive. He's like a sensey guy.
But is he sensitive though?
I think that Ross is like, you know, freaking hysterical, and he's like essential to the plot and everything of that show.
Because, or like you said, he's like the main character. Everything rotates around.
Yeah, but who,
had some
all right,
funny,
then, who,
funny lines where he's like, ah, yes.
Laughter like, who are you least name. Excited? Like who are that, you least excited walks through the door to party?
Oh, man. Phoebe. See, I don't. Yeah,
character.
It's Phoebes. I mean.
Phoebes is weird. It used to be her, and then Ross bothered me.
And like, you know, I mean, they try to bolster her storyline a little bit kind of towards the end, and you know she's dating Paul Rudd and all that stuff, but like, you know, sometimes she just chimes in and you know she's just like, you know, the ditzy airhead friend, and I'm like, okay, what, you know, okay.
I mean
obviously it's Joey and Rachel for me. I mean, those are the two best in my opinion, but
Chandler's up there, man. He is hilarious.
Chandler, I'd have be my best friend, I think, on the show. But the two that I'd like want to see walking through a door for
like,
a party be Joey.
When Joey has a pet duck, like Joey's obviously my favorite guy, and Rachel's my favorite girl because, I mean, it's Jennifer Aniston. She was beautiful and cool and like reminded me of the girls in college.
I
personally, but I mean, Joey is going to be my favorite.
I like them all though, and like. The Ross thing is funny to me because if I was in the friend group, well, I'd probably be Ross, but
I think it's hard. I think there's so many mixtures of them and all of us, you know.
But like it would be fun to be in the friend group and like just to sit there and hear all of the misfortunes that Ross has and just to kind of laugh at it. And they do laugh at it all the time and like is like big line. It's like, oh, yes.
The dinosaur stuff.
Laughing at my pain.
Well, I'm going to call myself out. I said Rachel was my favorite girl and then immediately said, because it's Jennifer Aniston, when I said based on character.
Thank you. Okay, you broke your own rule immediately.
Oh, Joey is
she's
my...
She's still my favorite girl, though.
Well, dude, that's who I would have wanted to hang
friends
with.
Tonight now to, like, you know...
Well, in honor of Chandler.
In honor of Chandler?
Yeah, I mean, Monica's too overbearing. Matthew Perry.
Dude, I bet, Nick, that if you typed in... Oh, I have a keyboard. Nice. I just bought a keyboard. I just bought a keyboard for my laptop, and I forgot I had it. Best Chandler episodes.
Your keyboard not work?
No, it does work.
Oh, yeah, that's 100% coming up tonight.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. Craig, so, like, my laptop is up now on this thing, on a, you know, holder.
Yeah, the one where everybody finds out. That's what we were talking about.
Okay, best Chandler. Is there definitely, like, a list?
So it's when he and Phoebe are, you know, pretending to hit on one another because they're hot. You know, they all know, but they're denying that they know.
They're trying to hide it.
Okay. Yeah. The one where Chandler can't remember which sister, the one with the cuffs, the one with all the rugby, the one with all the Thanksgivings, the one where everybody finds out, the one with the Bart, the one with Chandler in a box, the one where Chandler can't, the one where Chandler can't cry. I have to watch that episode.
That's a funny one because they make him watch like Bambi and everything, and he just like doesn't cry.
Okay, yeah, I love this list because there's definitely like a list of it, of you know, for basically all of the shows out there, for all of like the long running sitcoms where it's like, watch these episodes if you want to laugh, watch these episodes if you want to cry, watch these episodes if you want to, and I'm sure that coming soon is going to be like an extensive Chandler list.
The game night one's got to be up there.
Game night? I don't know a few of these.
See, you know what's crazy is I've never watched a complete episode of Seinfeld.
That is crazy.
Seinfeld,
that's
got to
be the most syndicated show of all time. But and then Friends has got to be top five.
I just
Modern
know.
Modern Family's probably in the top
it's
five.
It's so dry,
yeah, man.
To me.
The Big Bang Theory.
Dry. I like Big Bang Theory, but like
I don't because there are so
Seinfeld,
many plot holes, Craig. There's so many potholes in the Big Bang Theory. And the number one pothole is why does their, and I'm going to put this like in quotes, you know, why does their super hot neighbor want to just hang out with a bunch of nerd physicists all the time?
She can mooch off of them.
But like, she's always with them and making fun of them. And it's like, okay, well then go do hot girl things. And doesn't she work at like the Cheesecake Factory?
Because maybe she doesn't like the douchebag guys anymore.
I mean, they probably explain it, but that's just like from the outside looking in. And I'm pretty sure they were banking. They were making like a million episode.
That's something you want to trigger. You want to trigger Shep?
Hold on.
You want to trigger Shep? Go up to him, any of our besties, but I don't want you to get yelled at, and tell him that Big Bang Theory is your favorite show or that Big Bang Theory is the funniest show ever made, and he will probably scream at you.
I think that he would be like, get away from me.
That's what he would say.
Get away
Please?
From me. No.
Can we turn this
don't,
into a thing?
Don't just say that it's your favorite show. Say it's far superior to Seinfeld and watch him like not even know what to say.
He'll melt. If you like, tell Shep that
BravoCon.
Oh my God. He's going to be like, do you know how many motherfuckers that I met today that told me that Big Bang Theory is their favorite show? That would be hilarious.
It will make my entire BravoCon.
He like basically would be like, you intellectual moron.
Yeah. He's like, these fucking people.
He's like, I just had the worst day in BravoCon history because 37 people told me that they love the Big Bang Theory. And that
it's going to be amazing. We're going to do, that'll be on our flash.
How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet? So just to show how opposite ends of the spectrum that you and Shep are, that Craig has never seen an episode of Seinfeld. I bet that Shep has never seen an episode of the Big Bang Theory or Friends.
and just hates it because he hates it.
I think he's seen an episode of Friends.
I bet he has.
I would bet he has.
Dude, he had never seen Toy Story. You know, like he never saw Toy Story. Dude, I had to force him to watch it during
freaking you and Paige.
The whole time he was talking and he lost interest so fast. He's like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, God damn it, dude.
You and Paige are the same freaking person. She like, and it only continues. She started talking about Toy Story in the car the other day and how it's the best. And I was like, yeah, I just don't really like it. I haven't seen what that. And she's like, what? Basically, she did the entire thing. She basically was Austin in a girl version, which was, it was to the point where I was like, now it's weird. Now that like now it's weird.
Well, look, man, like the other day, and sometimes I do this because it's my favorite thing. I'll look up trailers and I just like to watch, you know, trailers. Right. And I was kind of like, oh man, it'd be kind of like a cool job to cut trailers. Anyways, that's a totally different story for another day.
It's the holiday.
It ties into the holiday, of course. but I watched the trailer for Toy Story 4 because it consistently makes me cry. And I think that y'all should watch it.
Why is it? What happened?
It's just Woody realizing, you know, he's like, I was built to make one kid, you know, happy. And then he meets Bo Peep, and she's living on the run or on the road. And she's like, Woody, there's a whole big world out there. And then this song starts from the Beach Boys, and it's so sad. And Woody's just having this crisis of like, do I leave my child? You know, my child, you know what I mean? Do I leave, yes, you know,
my,
Andy?
Yeah, my or, kid.
Yes, yeah. My kid. Or, you know, do I, you know, go back to her because that's what I do. Anyways, watch the trailer for Toy Story 4. It like makes my eyes water every time that I watch it. God, it's a good movie.
I'm good with like stopping now.
And then we'll pick
I was
up.
Gonna go out and meet some people in DC. I am not doing that. Fuck that.
Join the Fuck club. That. One of us. One of us. All right, besties. I think we've bantered enough about nonsense for one day. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us, because that's really, really what it was today. Like, this has felt like a total and complete hangout session. So thank you for doing so. As always, do not forget Pillows and Beer on the Road Part 2 starts November 7th in Milwaukee and then continues on to Nashville and then Houston. And that's the first, you know, kind of week of it. So check it all out, pillowsandbeer.com. Listen to us wherever you get them. Make sure to leave reviews for us. We love you all. We love when you come up to us and say that you listen to the podcast. It makes us so happy. Everyone make sure to say hey to Nick. And seems the boys are going to get a good night's sleep tonight. Ciao. Sweet. Sweet.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.